by all neighboring powers. Meanwhile, the Federation quarantined the planet and set up sensor satellites to make sure that nobody would come in and steal any of the secrets and stuff. So the routine mission is to go and once a year to go up and maintain the satellites. All you ever do is you're actually a big transport.
Well, that sounds easy.
Yep. So you're supposed to go there?
Maybe by the time we get there, we'll actually have a working ship, too. We all work diligently.
For about half a dozen satellites that you need to go fix. Just maintain regular maintenance.
That's easy.
More
no, it is.
The easy ones we don't do, absolutely not.
So, supposed to go there?
Exactly.
Fix a few things.
Okay.
It's a very Earth-like planet, so people are very Earth-like.
Yeah, it is. There are a few other races. The Kazinti also border. It's not that far away. This is where it will come in, at least here. Although their ships aren't very good.
Except for those two big ones.
Well, even big ones.
Just big.
Yep.
Oh, we blew up the biggest Klingon ship in existence last week, Dave.
Just as big as your ship. They have a bigger one.
They do.
Yeah.
You said it was the biggest one.
I think it was the biggest ship on their side.
I care much less now.
It was the best ship on their side.
So, weapons. Sensors. Keep a watch out for Kazinti ships. Helm.
Are we at war now with the Kazinti
engineering?
Yeah.
What? The master race! We're doomed!
What am I missing?
Sensors.
Really, the wing is
environmental control.
Environmental control, too.
Really?
Make it all cold, aren't you? Grant, keep it comfortable for the crew, please.
Okay. 65. It is.
Command.
Communications.
All take command.
65 is fine, but we have the science fiction like clothes that keep us warm, right? Absolutely.
We're at war with the Kazinti now.
Yeah. Be a good chance for you to grow.
If we see Kazinti.
Are you still trying to come up with that list?
If we
take over any Kazinti ships,
so
we have their
one
weapons.
The pick. Now you know what they mean.
What?
If we take over any Kazinti ships, can we have their women?
Yeah. If we see Kazinti, what are our orders?
If we see Kazinti, we should first open up a communication channel to try and speak peacefully with them.
What about Shino?
Yeah, I was going to say, we need Eric, because he just shoots them.
We need the shields up if we see Kazinti. No weapons.
And if we're fired upon, I'm going to blast them.
Return fire.
Oh, that's what I meant.
We return fire.
So, Helm, set a course.
Set a course. I set a course.
No, you're in charge. You tell.
What?
Oh, you're right. That is right. If he's better than you, right?
He's not better than
you. Helm, set a course.
Okay.
Okay, so you set a course. Just like warp 6.
Sure. No need to stress the
9.2.
I'm trying to go 9.2.
Wow. Last week.
Honestly, trying to go 9.2 the whole way.
How long will it take us to get there? At
week
6.
Because
every time it doesn't happen really quick, chances are 1/3 that the next ship gets all the action.
It was like 3 weeks.
Like that ends up.
Yeah.
And we're rolling around our ship again.
Okay. Well, can we, people with steering abilities, try to fix the ship the rest of the way?
Yeah, you want to try and take charge of that, Eric, while we're unwrapped?
Absolutely.
Well, you're on now.
You want to drive it? Why don't you drive our car?
Doing my job.
The transporter, shield, and power still all damage.
I suggest shield first, then power, then transport.
Shield first?
Yes.
Okay, what do I need to do?
So, one person, assign someone, one of you guys, to work on each of those things.
Okay. I'm extra good at one of these. Shields?
Engineering shields. Engineering. No, actual propulsion engineering is more.
Okay.
It's just engineering transport.
Okay. I'll do systems engineering work.
Anything wrong with our work?
Yeah, power.
Yeah, we'll hit before.
Yeah.
It's a propulsion, right? Propulsion.
Yeah. Propulsion. Dave, can you work on the
equal at all.
Shields and blue. Can you work on the...
Does the captain want to read my report? Is he just going to throw it out? give you a synopsis.
All right.
I believe for...
You need to work on the transport.
Accommodation, for an immediate accommodation for their... their initiative in... for the initiative in specifically pushing forward recent missions, number one of the accommodation with Pick's character and then Eric's character.
I see.
Then promotion because they just exemplify the principles of the Federation. Number one was Wu.
Go ahead.
Boy, no, I meant Wu. Number two is Wu. Number one is Crystal.
Number two.
And as for the overall,
did we say they exemplify the flavor of the Federation?
No, principles.
Oh.
Wait. So accommodations for Pig and Eric, and promotions for Ian.
Wow, he picked a really original way here to not answer the question.
And as for their overall, how they do in like the next 20 years, shift, I just basically said that, you know, I expect them all to be written into the Federation history book.
Oh, that's big.
Fitting. Of course, in a positive way.
Class of 72 in the
academy. Graduated.
Court martial.
Equivalent to the Rikers and
Curtis.
It is fixing the stuff logic.
Yes.
9.
For what?
Propulsion. For propulsion.
Okay.
But can be better.
Fuck. 10 will be a little better.
I do 10.
I got a 9. I have 1 point.
Stupid. Stupid head.
I get
you're no
I,
good.
I get an 8. Would anything be better?
How much better?
What are you good?
Shield. We want shields, Dave.
It pisses me off to have bad shields.
It pisses you off not to have shields?
Even more, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So right now the shields are down 20%. I think 7, 10, 13, 15, 55% each. So
7 you
fix
5%.
10
you fix
10%.
So you should
pick
what percent?
10.
At 10, it would only be down. You have 90% shift.
So 85 or 90%.
Man, I don't know if that's very good.
The grand scheme of things, well, I mean, a few percent could be the difference between your ship blowing up or not.
They went up the other week.
They were.
Yeah.
Wait, I can work on the other things too. Just one harder, right?
It makes it harder for both rollers.
Yeah.
So we can all three work on all of them.
But that's too high, I think.
Too harder, but there are three rolls.
Yeah.
But
who's not worth helping? He doesn't have two tests.
Has a high skill.
Man, you're an engineering.
Yeah, that's good.
I just got to put points into my administration. Then it doesn't matter. I just delegate.
Damn right.
I'd be that. I mean, our roles, our first roles don't. Well, I don't know how we do that because we already rolled.
And I,
well, it would drop the
warp
seven.
Nick Warp, a critical character.
You'd still be doing 5%.
Yeah, probably still Mr. Holmes.
Do that. I'd like. I mean, I'd like a shot.
Very good with
that. Okay. <Not
good.
laughs> Woo! What did you do on the 9? And you got no points. So that's the transporters. How does that help the transporters at all?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Let's just go ahead. Me and Dave will work on the other two.
Okay.
Yeah, guys. Keep working. Just like a real manager.
That's true. That's what I do.
As you usually say, good job. Keep working.
Keep working. My Saturday is making sure my team doesn't have to spend their Saturday. That's good.
Fuck.
Do you have any more input from what's going on with Belfast?
They're going fine.
Really?
Hey.
So a few rolls, right?
Yeah, I add 5% to shields as well. So we're at 90% now for me and Dave.
We both got 8%. There seems to be a lot left there, and I haven't heard anything. So.
And I got 8.
We have had, like, the answer, like, we figured it out. But that's opening up the 880 connection to the bridge.
I got a 13 on transport.
This was embarrassing not having it open yet. They just didn't want to mention
that
it. Actually,
13 better than, if I can get them up and running, or I've got some courage. Oh, nothing but 6 and 1. Cool.
Oh, happyb4.com.
13 should think mostly working. Okay.
2 years ago, I went to Macworld, and I told
you
the cool thing that I would never use. It was like a box that you could use with one hand with a whole bunch of key presses and come up with characters. Well, I haven't seen a product since, and I don't know who it is, but a new product out called
Hats. Well, the shields aren't fully out, but they're better.
I got an 8 and a half for my other two rolls.
With all the keys laid out on like the left hand of the keys, and with the modifier key, you get all the other ones.
Cool.
Anyway,
well,
I'd like to
the power knife position.
Yeah.
Not particularly right now, but it is
damn it.
All right, so you reach
Sorella.
Whatever the
name
is.
How fast do you go?
6.
The pedal to metal, 6.2.
Make it pumpy.
I make it shake a little bit.
What the? Wait, it's shaking at 6.
6.0001. Alright, so you reach the system, and you know, there's a world.
Thank goodness.
Not being sponsored by Kaczynski?
No, it isn't being sponsored by Kaczynski. There are, like, 4 satellites.
4 satellites?
So usually...
Scan around them carefully.
And you can transport people on board to work on them. They're kind of big for transport ships.
How are our transporters doing?
They're up and running again.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Looks fine.
Well, Wu worked on... Oh, wait. It needed to be a 14, right? Because Wu worked on first.
Well, 51.
We can transport stuff out fine.
So no, 60.
It all mixed up.
What would it fix them?
Oh, that's true.
Because I rolled a 13. Okay, and Wu did it once. So I put 3 courage into it.
So they're totally up and working.
Transporters are fine.
So the transporters are fine.
Cool.
If y'all pay for this.
No one has any points now, so you can.
Oh, I have 5.
No,
don't worry about
it. Earlier. Spend them all.
I've got 4.
I spent them all before games. So.
Eric,
yeah, we know.
Have you picked up any Kazan ships from the long range, Crystal?
Ooh, make the sensor roll. No homo?
Yeah. Me?
All right. Crystal says so.
Ooh, that would be a 26.
Well, he's just gonna
roll a 6 and 1.
because I'm usually rolling.
Nope, nothing out there.
Don't see anything.
What planet? Excellent. Dave, why don't you have the communication with those satellites and see which ones are up and which are down?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, you got a six.
They're all up from there.
Oh, right. They're all up, right?
I assume you can interface with them and see what the problems are and such, though.
Yeah.
Oh, you rather I use programming?
You
rather I use programming instead? I have that skill.
Okay, just whatever the appropriate skill is.
talk to the boss, man. Talk to the GM. Oh, is that what? So I don't have to do this color stuff.
Assemble yourself, keyboard.
I think what he's done here is if you don't want to see the colors.
I have a keyboard.
That is.
But it's
the colors are okay, but I don't like these rounded things.
Doesn't matter. I need the functionality. I thought it was goofy looking too, but I need a keyboard and the track down.
So, how are those?
That's how you take them out.
I don't know, he hasn't told me yet. No, I also asked him if I can use programming instead, because I'm not talking.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how you take them out.
That's cool.
Just
use programming itself.
Okay.
All right. I mean, you said there's nobody, it's not man there, which
right,
is, I assume, okay. Why communication is person to person, usually. Okay, so is it more appropriate to use some computer skills?
Not really. No, okay.
So communication is fine?
Yeah.
Okay,
sick. So, you know, you just, because as a cell diagnostic, they all have various little things wrong with them, so, you know, some of them are backup systems, power
Do you have, like, big enough to transport into?
Yeah, they're big enough for about, like, four people.
Can you do a scan of the satellites and just make sure they
have
oxygen and other necessities and poisons, toxins, whatever the best part?
Sure. Definitely. You could have people living in the satellite.
Okay.
A team of four.
Okay. I'm scanning the satellites to make sure they're inhabitable.
Make sure there's no plague on there.
Okay.
That'd be good. Check for the plague.
Bubonic?
No, the Torellan plague.
Yeah, they're all low atmosphere. And, they have supplies.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think we need any plague on them.
That seems fine. But they don't actually understand the plague yet. Which is why people are dying of it. But yeah, let's go ahead.
It's believed it's a bacterial infection caused by biological warfare.
Made that up.
Right here.
I'm going to stay on the ship. You guys go ahead and go over.
You keep using the ship.
Oh, that's discipline and that openness are going away.
I was asking your character. I was wondering. And I was like, that was really good. I believed you.
No, you didn't.
Okay, so. I mean, how do you want to do this? Do you want to transport people on board? Shuttle?
I want to transport, and I want Wu to make up plans for a house engineering department that's going to.
They're all the same, right? They're identical?
Yeah, different things wrong with them.
Okay, but they have the same schematic.
Right.
Well, can you please create some ships for people to repair the four satellites?
How many people can fit on a satellite?
About four, at all.
Yeah.
Calhoun will send you the information over on what's wrong with them each.
Okay. How many satellites?
Four. Can you scan to make sure there's no hostile life forms in the satellite? Just to be sure.
Okay.
Do
you think the repairs will be a software base at all? I can help there.
Software base.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's simple.
I can go over and help.
Anything to get me off the bridge. Bad man.
Yeah, communication.
I can definitely spare Calhoun if you need him for engineering. So go ahead and come up with a schedule so you can get the problem fixed and get on to our next mission.
Okay.
You don't like communication?
It's fine, unless you need it done right, in which case something else got to come in. I mean, I do have 5 points, so theoretically I'll probably be able to get an 11 if I really need to.
But you have shipboard systems at least too, right?
Yeah, but it's not shipboard. Is it shipboard system communication?
Yes, it is. So you got at least an 8.
Oh, well then earlier I got a 7. Did that change anything?
For what?
For my communication.
No.
Good. Turns out there some are broken. You need encryption embedded in that. I can do that too.
Just fix it. Whatever you need to do to fix it, it doesn't matter.
I do have some technical skills, really. Dad already said I should have something to fall back on. I don't know why.
Fall back on from what?
On command.
Great. Hey, look at that.
He says, stop, stop and stuff in the turkey. How many times are you going to watch that damn video?
Okay, so you transport over?
Yeah. Who's the propulsion systems or material?
Who has that cool robot?
Yeah.
They gave me an enter. By the way, there's no enter key on here. I may throw the enter on here. That's the right side.
And
I'll need to glue that. Or I'll probably will change that. Oh. Yeah, I can't do anything like that. Three button mouse, so that's kind of cool.
Okay. Dave can do the system for the new sensors.
Dave picks?
Yeah.
This is completely unautomated, right? Your character sheet. Right.
Correct.
Big text file.
Dave will write you a program.
I was thinking maybe a spreadsheet that might have.
Jeez.
Might be the output from the spreadsheet that figured out
the
sum of values on its own.
It's the double question.
If that was true, I'm pretty sure it was tech
things, but they have a double wild deck.
Absolutely.
All of
them. Any skill.
It's probably why you're the head of engineering.
That's a good tool, huh?
Probably better than using fingers.
What are you trying to do?
Take out this last command.
Here, I can do it.
Close me down.
You can do it like this.
Yeah.
Like that.
Like that.
Maybe that's programmable. Because it says enter here and command here, but down below it says insert help. So I would use the last command anyway. Yeah, there you go. Nice and bland the way I like it.
Those green colors.
Yep, colors. Gone.
Okay, it's not an insert key, that's it.
I know.
Yeah.
But it is an insert help key, though.
That's a pretty cool button.
Uh-huh.
And yellow. Man. How can you not?
You like that? You can. I do have spares now.
I'll put the roll. Master move.
Promotion.
Is that it?
Yep.
How many times?
Yep. Once per hour.
Who all did you take one?
What?
Who all did you take? Everyone except me and Chris Todd.
You're doing one one cell at a time.
Well, I did.
Oh, we are.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, you're going
to... Oh, we're going to have 14. All
right. Okay.
They make it faster.
So you put him in charge.
So each go with different satellite.
And we only fix one thing, though.
Sure.
We only fix one thing, though. Or do we fix everything?
And then you rotate.
No, well,
then we rotate.
It's it's all of them? Okay, yeah, we can rotate. Yeah.
As a team, right?
Yeah.
As a team, you
unless,
rotate.
Unless you want to do one at a time, and we can. Are they all separated?
Okay, no faster. Either way.
Either way.
No faster.
It's more advisable to keep people together.
Fine, everyone
at the same time.
Well, yeah,
make
that.
We don't get too crowded. If the satellite is small and crowded, we would be more efficient if we
spread out. Yeah,
everything at the same time.
Is it small and crowded?
It's one.
I can't work.
One publicly satellite.
Live on the satellite.
I'm an artist.
No,
it's
just you.
I have a role, okay?
You and
one
of my
clubs
on the satellite.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one problem for the satellite.
Okay.
So 10. 10 on the programmer.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Keep constant sensor scans for consistency. I'm going
to
keep
communication with all four
satellites.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you just need 7.
Is it logic?
Perception.
Really? 7.
That's a damn lot of dice. How'd you get 6 dice?
I got 5 intelligence. And extra dice on engineering.
So,
yeah, what? My computer is actually a bunk, so there's a lip to it, and I have to type on the keyboard like this.
Can I roll
and then at the end, there's a really high where my mouse is, so it's like this. Not exactly.
Dave, you got
it on
my head?
Yeah.
Now
on my lap.
Should I roll for Dave, or should we wait for
Dave?
Okay.
Dave, so you're working on...
Programming? Okay.
You know, reprogramming some of the upgrading software. That's
sure,
so
I can throw a little encryption in here. Here,
you
know, play.
What? There are a couple weird programs in the
set. Is kind of weird?
You know, they're not literally
with the monitor. That's the
monitor. Monitors are for interns with bad memories.
Please, sir, I'm already having trouble remembering my calendar.
Anyway, so it's kind of weird. Let me delve into it. Well, obviously, a better typist because I don't have to look at it all.
really fast now.
My favorite was the guy in James Bond who was like, you know, typing away with one hand on the keyboard.
Yeah.
That reminds you Star Trek.
The floor.
Keyboard.
How
keyboard?
Computer?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Just put a little eyeball on there. That would be kind of cool. Philosophy would come around.
Yeah. Eyeball or...
spider?
Right.
Well, speaking of spiders, you happen to know that in space there's spiders.
What do you mean?
Well, they were showing the display of Skylab. I went to Huntsville, Alabama, which is where the man
was. I have lots of space in
there. Gotcha. But
yeah, I've never heard
of it. Duplicates of Skylab are in Huntsville, though.
Okay.
Huntsville isn't in space either.
Gotcha.
You started off saying there were spiders in space.
Well, obviously there were spiders in space, and on one of the chairs was a spider. It was a plastic spider, you know, because it was simulated.
Are you sure? Never done
that. No, I'm pretty sure somebody proved
Huntsville?
It.
Yeah.
Did he work for the
He's in space. He's in space.
Huntsville?
The Space and Rocket Center.
Which is why we
have to work for the Space and Rocket Center.
Who thinks so?
There is a big industry there.
Anyway,
that's so far.
So I believe Dave was looking into those strange programs without telling anyone.
Roll
for Pickering.
Well,
Shannon, I used to work for NASA. Tell me
roll for Pickering. Is that many dice?
When
you said you were going to roll for him, I think you were going
to win. They almost made it.
Yeah, he's got three.
Oh, that's good. She rolled pretty bad.
Anyway. And one extra.
So she rolled four dice to what?
And is it logic or perception?
Perception.
Ah, so he's
got two dice.
Those are add-ons, right?
No,
they're extra dice.
You should have 6 dice. Don't you actually have 5?
Yes,
you rolled 5 the last time.
Security system.
What was he rolling?
He's pretty sure I don't got that.
Sensors.
You suck.
Alright.
Everyone's got that.
I was about to get down on my thighs and roll them on the back of the keyboard.
The great guy.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No one saw that but me.
Three.
I heard it.
Three.
Well, what do I need?
Seven.
Okay, I got seven.
Sending him a candy. He's a human. We knew he can't do that.
He told us to, Kevin.
I meant to say that one or two people should come.
I still
have some left.
When I all of it to low.
When is not some day?
Okay.
It's not.
150. So, what if it's good?
Nine.
Okay, so you just get it.
Okay. Did he need more?
We could send some of his courage.
So what did I discover?
So you discover that
the help key, and it says, "Ooh, this is."
Someone put in a
Trojan horse.
Yeah, some kind of Trojan horse program.
How did you load up your virus?
4 or 5 months ago.
And is that what took it down? The system's down?
No. I mean,
what's the Trojan horse? What's the intention of the Trojan horse?
It is.
You have to update McAfee, Dave.
No, it's a program that is
14.4 modem
that blocks the satellite from surveying,
transmitting
any survey failures.
So, well, I mean, the sensors.
Right, no, I didn't hear what you said. I was asking you to repeat.
Well, it's just basically, it just
turns off the sensors?
Yeah.
Sort of turns off the sensors. But, I mean, the sensors still get data.
Logs it, they just doesn't...
the sensors just feed logs data.
Okay, so I tell people, hey, there's a Trojan horse on here, and apparently there are...
satellite.
Oh, wait, no, we're working together.
No, it's one problem for satellite, so we're all...
Is this one problem for satellite?
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
You got to settle by yourself.
All right.
So.
Transmit.
No, excuse me.
Oh, the orbit's decaying.
You're falling into the planet.
Does this get reported back to me?
I think so.
Sure.
I report back, Trojan Horse is not transmitting, any problems as far.
No,
sensors are not transmitting any.
Picking up a ship.
It's about
20.
It's coming around the planet.
Okay.
It's coming around from the other side of the planet.
We should, find out what
type of ship.
Find out what the sensors were. I'm picking up. Downloading the logs directly to my tricorder now.
Seems to be some sort of racer.
Okay. Any weapon systems on board?
Accessible.
I download the log entries that were not transmitted to my tricorder, just in case I'm transported out of here.
Okay.
Any second now.
No one ever just transports people without warning.
Nice. They always ask you.
They always say, we're about to transport you so that, you know, they're not eating or in the bath or something. Or running away with some little kid.
Ship. It is a...
A lot of people died because they were asking permission.
That's the shit, Dave. You don't put the knife on the keyboard because you keep tossing them.
It is a... looks like a old frangy freighter.
An old frangy freighter?
There are 9 life points on board.
Weapon systems? Hey.
There are maneuvering thrusters.
Maneuvering thrusters and overload the energy.
It's possible.
Perhaps if you were a good engineer.
Kamikaze!
So when this says only a trillion termine, that's like total of the whole species?
Yeah.
That's the whole trillion species on that ship.
Ask the geneticist if that's viable.
Oh, wait.
Is that viable?
No. No, they're going to take the eggs and put it inside of a crane. I radio over to you, and I tell you that there is a freighter coming around with all the trillions on board and some low-power phasers.
What do you mean by all the trillions?
All of them. There's only eight of them. They're all on board.
You wonder why they still shoot up like a basket.
How much damage could those phasers do to this? The
satellites.
Let's say
phase four satellites of probably
16
points. Two
shots
would take down the shield.
Satellite
shield.
Okay.
So
if enough so you can rack off. If they start acting aggressively, we're gonna pull you off the.
That sounds like a good idea.
You have to pull it off before, because if the shields go up, they can't beam themselves.
Go fire. We'll pull you off. You can. Would you prefer to have your
if they fire an arm shield, we blow up.
Keep the shield up. I'm not talking to you. The satellite shield's up. Well, Kev, the satellite shield's up. I'm not even talking to you right now.
I don't know.
You didn't tell me about the ship.
No, I'm talking to Lou.
You don't know about the ship?
No, he's the one in charge of y'all.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Beep,
club ship.
Nine. There are...
Sorry, I'm not rolling up every single time.
I only do that uncensored.
There are three... ships at extreme sensor range, 20
foot.
Okay.
What are they? The entire range of.
Well, we're pretty sure they're not Federation, right?
I bet you they're not. Inhabited by these
things. It's their own. Unless they're one more eight for some reason.
The egg shaped people.
They need a caption.
Okay, so are we
simulation?
I think the captain's trolling, really.
I wait till we beat these guys back captain. Over.
You what?
Wait till we beam these guys back over.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, the people who are on the satellites have no idea that he was coming.
No.
I told you. Oh, you told
ships coming. Maybe a better
ship's coming. We'll finish fixing later.
Yeah, we're about to beam out.
Okay, so you could beam off.
In 2 minutes, is there any chance I can get reporting properly now?
Sure.
That takes out the effects of the.
Okay.
Kill the. The Trojan horse?
Yeah. I don't think I can fix the other stuff. I can fix that. So it'll start reporting to us.
Make a...
Woohoo, that's what he's been waiting for.
Let's see if he can do this in 2 minutes.
Looks like an 8. I think it's an 8. I think that's a 2 zero.
What is it that Dave can theoretically program in 2 minutes?
I may just be deleting a bit of, I'm not programming anything, I'm just deleting the entry.
Sort of operation. Computer operation.
Right. I'm just running the virus protection software.
Eliminate the Trojan heart.
E-L. R-M.
R-M Trojan heart.
I-M-R-M.
Okay.
Flash.
Just reboot.
Because if you can do this, I'm just going to shout at my team. You've got 2 minutes.
I already isolated the problem. I say 2 weeks. That's just done already. they're bringing back the sensor records of what was actually there, right?
Yes. I've had those before the ship showed up.
See,
first,
the
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're the three that are hiding.
Now the Trojan camel comes out.
Yeah, exactly. What's that giant goat doing here?
The Trojan horse is gone. Eric, can you run some simulations on that data, see if there's anything interesting in there?
Sure.
Can you
open back on board now?
With the ship?
Yeah, apparently.
Incoming ship?
Yeah. I can try.
I grabbed Dave's tricorder and
are we all back on board now?
Traffic analysis.
I throw the shields up. Just let them know what we're here doing and ask if we can help them in any way.
And I raised the temperature to 67 so that people are fighting.
The three of us. I open up a communications with communications.
If the shields aren't up, I put the three.
Okay, shields go up.
Yeah, skeleton, Dave.
I have one. Oh, yes, I have four. I'm sorry, four.
No, it's five.
No, I don't have a specialty in it. I just have a shipboard system.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you open up a cocktail.
I got a specialization. Let me know when you can identify those ships, Crystal.
That's right, four. Sorry.
You make some maneuvers.
Let me know when I can do that. That's fine.
Is there any such thing as aiming in the same Kevin?
Yes.
I know.
I'll aim.
So plus three. You should get the freighter.
No, fuck freighters. What else is there?
There's three ships.
The freighter then.
The aggressive satellites.
It's the freighter that can destroy the satellites for some reason wants to. Which I
think of this three shots.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Well, the shields are
up. Well, do they know that they're being aimed at?
They have a good sensor roll.
I've got tone.
They have a good sensor roll.
Well,
who cares if we're aiming at them?
I got tone and the bogey's bugging out.
So,
getting things, sir. They're locked on.
I'll ask.
Ping him again.
Should I go ahead and target that player?
They don't look
dangerous. Oh, there you go, Tigger. Straight down the tube.
Well, so actually,
you had to ask.
You're getting a communication from the three ships.
Oh, yeah? Simultaneously?
Yeah.
Can we get the agent snack or whatever?
Yeah, what is it?
The eight whatevers?
I
think so.
Why don't we beam them off there and on here to save you think?
Their ships are up.
Well, why don't we have a plane
carrier?
Oh, we got a doctor. I'm talking about creating a
spaceship. I've been quarantined on this planet for years. Yeah, I'll just whip up. He is programmed in just like 2 minutes. You can't whip up a carrier in 24 hours.
Where are you?
We inject our hydrogen heart.
Do I detect anything from any of the sensor logs?
So they came off their little planet in a freighter to go up here?
Yeah, apparently. Are they supposed to not be off their planet?
Yeah,
I think that
here.
What about
the freighter? They've left their planet. And they've been wandering ever since.
So they're not
plane
carriers.
They're carriers. They don't live. They're the ones who didn't die.
Carriers. Four.
They aren't supposed to stand on their damn planet.
No, you don't get anything on it.
You don't let plane carriers wander around, do you?
Well,
nobody allows them to land anywhere.
They're just allowed to float around in their tiny boat?
Yeah.
Well, the plane actually jump, barriers?
Sure.
That's
why we can all have sex with each other.
Yeah, right.
get into the genre, man.
Well, a lot of times it's just, pods off, but...
So with Wu, is that a hook job?
Tail job.
Oh man, you're so cloven.
Wu brings new meaning to the word wedge.
So you're sending out a communication and you receive a communication.
Okay. I said, we're okay. Well, what do they say back?
Who are you talking to?
Is it
the people who are...
You, the freighter you want to... No, you want to talk to those guys out there, right?
No, I asked you to talk to the freighter.
Freighter, okay, the freighter.
But the other people are...
I originally said freighter.
No, you missed. The other people are signaling in, and you're signaling out.
I know.
This is a moral dilemma for you.
I'm saying, okay, the freighter hasn't answered quite yet.
Oh, the freighter hasn't. Gotcha. So, anyway, and the three ships communicate what?
Oh.
Is it just a hangout?
Yeah, they're just hailing you. They want to talk to you.
Okay.
It's
a master race.
They're hurting you.
So is it cat who sleeps?
It is. Well, I don't know. You put on the screen.
Yeah, put on the screen. There you go, Captain.
Some cat who yawns for a couple of minutes.
Are you back? Yeah.
That had to be bad for some
man.
Sure enough.
You'll have to create a revolution back home.
This is Lieutenant J.D. Quinn of the Evans. How may I help you?
Yum, yum, yum. I am Admiral Cat Who Sleeps.
What happened to Cat Who Yawns?
He blew up. Cat Who Sleeps has only got away.
I'm sure he's dead now.
What may I do for you?
Apparently, you can take a... You can android and put him in the pieces in the far pieces of space. But you can still be paid, so.
Our sensor says that there's a Tyrellan vessel in that system you're in. Is that true? Really? Are there any Tyrellans aboard?
Actually, it's a Ferengi vessel.
Have you armed your weapons? Raise your shields?
Meow meow? Why may I ask?
Meow meow? Haven't you destroyed them by now?
No.
Meow meow? Plate character. Plate carriers. Radiator.
We believe in allowing them to carry their flakes as they see fit. We just usually don't allow them to land.
Yeah, can't allow them on the road. We'll destroy them.